The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Listen, it's time for live music in our studio. First time on the morning show this year. Very happy to welcome Bittersweet and Shanna Halligan. Hey.
Hey.
It's been a minute.
It has.
We got tons to talk about, including a new album. And first up, I think we might as well just throw it to you guys to start playing some music. Bittersweet, a new album is coming out in April. We previewed the first single this morning as a Fresh Grease track of the day. And now you're here, live in studio. I'll throw it over to you, and then we'll come back and chat.
All right, cool.
Giving up the theater for good, huh?
Yo, yo.
Did you really think that I'd go away? And never come back again, a better day? Well, you think you did me. I absolve you of your sins. You better obey and keep that head on straight. What you done to me? I'm trying to be funny. Stand on my own. No one can steal my crown. What you done to me? Oh, baby, it's wrong. A baby is right. How dare you ignore it as always right. You kicked and you screamed, you left a dirty life. Well, it's time I come around. Showing up, I have no bounds. Boy, I'm feeling so high, got my new lease. Ooh, what you done to me? I'm trying to be funny. I stand on my own. No one can steal my throne. Look what you done to me. Oh, baby, it's right.
It's Bittersweet, and Baby is back. Say no more, Shanna. Listen, we met about 19 years ago, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
That is shocking.
Before we talk about that and then, tell me who you have in the studio with you this morning.
Oh, my God. Amazing band here. Andy Abad, Matt MD. What? I got LC right here on the Wheels of Steel. He's been a Bittersweet fixture since the absolute very beginning. Chad on the drums. Zach right here on the keys. And Nathan.
The band just met this morning, right before
Keith,
the show.
Oh my goodness.
Right before the show.
You know what? As we get older, we forget names.
Hey, listen, I got a new term for it. My bird gave it me the other day because it's happened to me a lot. It's buffering. I'm just buffering.
That's right.
Just buffering.
That's right.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about it. The first time we met up was probably 2006 on the first album. And I was at the other place there that we don't mention by name here. You guys had a very, very successful rollout, I guess, for first time out. Your music was heard everywhere. It was back in the day when TV shows and producers and directors and advertising people were all listening to that show. And the world's changed a little bit since then. I know you've been doing a lot of other things. You've been singing with Thievery Corporation. Mm-hmm. Why now? And how different is it trying to make a record and put a record out today as opposed to 2000?
You know, I took some time from the project to go explore all these other kind of musical creations and collaborations, and I really needed that space to do that with Thievery Corporation, Nouvelle Vague, some solo stuff. And I realized about a year and a half ago that I just really, really missed this was like my sound. This was my thing. This was like the culmination of everything I grew up with, you know, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of swing, a little bit of electronic. So I'm like, I'm ready to do this again and do it on our own, you know.
We're limited on time here, so why don't I throw it to you to perform another song. We're going to talk a little bit more about the album that's coming in April. There's a show on release date as well at the Pepperning Club, but what are you going to play for us next?
Rosary.
Yeah, it's bittersweet on the morning show, and we got another song or two, but let's check. If we can't get them all in, maybe I could get you to stay behind and you'll do the other one, and we'll put this all up on, on the web later on. You said you took some time away. Talk about some of those projects, because I know about Thievery Corporation. I didn't know you were singing with Nouvelle Vague, and tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, a friend of mine connected me with Mark Colin just shortly after I left the project, and I was living in Paris for a bit and London for a bit, and
sucks.
it was cool. It was a little lonely, but it was cool. And I met him, and we just started writing together. We wrote, God, like an album's worth of material. And then he's like, hey, you should come out with us and sing some songs. And so I learned so much from that project, so much.
Going out and singing with other people, though, it's mm-hmm. not your thing, is it? I mean, it's your thing in the song-wise, but like it's not your band, so to speak.
Right, right.
It's a little bit different when it's like, okay, now I'm bringing my band back.
Absolutely. Nothing feels quite as cozy and at home as that.
So I don't have the album title. I know we have the single. Is the album title ready?
Baby is Back.
Oh, that's the title of the album as well.
Yeah.
That's coming out in April. Mm-hmm. But you're doing a gig, you told me, on Valentine's Day as well.
Yeah, the One Hotel. It's a free event. You just have to RSVP, and lots of champagne will be flowing.
Say no more. It sounds appropriate. What are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play a song, actually, that I wrote for my dad shortly before he passed. And given everything that's happened to Los Angeles, my hometown, with the fires, I felt like, wow, this song is going to resonate in more than one place. So.
Dazed and confused, I lost my pride. Nothing to lose, only
That's beautiful, bittersweet, live on the morning show. We've got about 3 minutes left. I don't know how long your last song was that you were planning on playing. Can we squeeze it in?
It's an oldie but goodie, reimagined.
Oh, let's do an old. Listen, let's say thank you and goodbye right now. We're bittersweet. Great to see you again, Shana. Thank you so
too.
Much
for, thanks for having us.
For being here. And it's kind of like everything's coming back right now. It's so cool. April 25th, the album is out. Single officially out on the 31st. Peppermint Club on album release date, April 25th. And a smaller, sort of more stripped down thing happening on Valentine's Day at the One Hotel in WeHo. Take it away.
Thank you.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.